As we come into our sitting practice, we'll pay attention to our postures, as we always do. And we'll be paying attention to our postures with the deliberate intention to feel very stabilized, very grounded. This grounding in the body that we've already practiced in our mindful moment and in our walking is really important if we're to have the capacity to open to difficulties, to any obstructions and hindrances to our practice. So remembering to really feel your feet, bottom, on whatever you're sitting on. Feel your hands and feel how they're weighted in the body, on your lap. Feel the weight of them. And then there's that little upward pull through the torso so that we're sitting upright, perhaps rolling the shoulders, opening the heart, the chest, straightening the back, but then drop it and really feel weighted again through your torso, through your bottom, down your legs to your feet, down your arms to your hands. Head evenly balanced, eyes soft and downwards and still. And just feeling that sense of weight, that earth element, that connectivity with the earth. Letting this be a refuge whenever there's disturbance in the mind. With interest and friendliness, opening the awareness into the breathing, wherever it's easy to feel it. And yoking the mind heart with the breathing. Taking these early moments in our practice as opportunities to really stabilize the awareness in the present moment through breathing. So just letting all the other experiences come and go around the anchor in the breath. Just keep coming back. periodically asking, what's the attitude? What's the attitude? Noticing if there's something that you may want, or if there's something you'd like to go away. Just noticing. If there's any wanting, perhaps affirming, this is how it feels for a human being to be wanting. Or if there's aversion, this is how it feels for a human being to be caught in aversion. Or asking, how's the energy? Noticing, this is how it feels for a human being caught in sleepy mind, dullness. Or this is how it feels for a human being caught in restlessness, worry. Letting the energy be known. Felt through mind, body, heart. Or this is how it feels when the energy is even. Is stable. Asking, how's the confidence, the trust, and the practice oneself? Noticing if there's any doubt or uncertainty, or the absence of doubt, uncertainty, and how that sits with you. This is how it feels for a human being caught in doubt, uncertainty. Or this is how it feels for a human being free of doubt, uncertainty. As we sit here, nicely grounded, feeling the breath, if there's any repetitive difficulty, struggle, hindrance showing up, then you may need to investigate it. So remembering the rain practice, and what we'll do with it this time is we're going to put a G in front of the rain. We turn it to grain, and the G stands for grounding. So if there's a strong experience you need to investigate, really take that time to ground yourself as we did earlier. And then the rain practice, the recognition, allowing, investigating mind, heart, body. And throughout it all, not identifying, not personal, not I, me, or mine, the N of rain. Just remembering to really ground before you do the rain practice. remembering to leave the I am, out of the investigation. It's not I am sad, or I am restless, or I am anxious, but oh, this is sadness, or this is anxiety, or this is restlessness, or this is wanting, this is fear, whatever it may be. Leaving that pronoun I out of it. This is all part of the end of rain that helps us to appreciate that these are conditioned experiences, human experiences, not personal, not a personal failing. Always allowing for some soothing touch or any kind of opening into compassion for this human experience. If any hindrance, obscuration of the mindfulness is shown through the practice and it's passed, really notice how it feels, the absence of the hindrance. Notice that, appreciate that. If the mind is clear, like a forest pool, really noticing how that feels.